Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Originally published in 1912, The Theory of Money and Credits by Ludwig von Mises integrates monetary theory with the main body of economic analysis, a groundbreaking approach at the time. Mises presents a comprehensive treatment of money, exploring its role within the economy and how it influences business cycles and economic policy. By examining the nature of money and financial institutions, Mises lays the foundation for the Austrian business cycle theory and argues against the then-prevalent theories of John Maynard Keynes. Mises's work is pivotal for understanding the functioning of money markets and the underpinnings of the modern financial systems. His analysis extends beyond economics to address fundamental philosophical questions about the nature of money and its impact on society, making this work a seminal text in the field of economics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the nature of money. Ludwig von Mises delves deeply into the concept of money, defining it as any medium of exchange that market participants commonly accept. He explores its historical evolution from direct barter systems, which were highly inefficient, to more sophisticated forms of money such as precious metals, and eventually to fiat currency. Mises emphasizes the importance of money in facilitating trade and economic calculation. Without a common medium of exchange, comparing the value of goods and services becomes a daunting task, leading to economic inefficiency. Mises also discusses the properties that make certain commodities suitable as money, such as divisibility, durability, and transportability. His analysis highlights how money enables complex economies to function by simplifying transactions and enabling wider markets. Secondly, credit and banking. In The Theory of Money and Credit, Mises extends his analysis to credit and banking institutions, examining their roles in the economy. He argues that banks play a crucial role in expanding and contracting the money supply through their lending activities. When banks issue credit beyond their reserves, according to Mises, they cause artificial booms that must inevitably be followed by busts, leading to business cycles. Mises proposes a rigid adherence to the gold standard as a solution, suggesting that it would prevent banks from overextending credit. He meticulously explains the mechanism of bank credit expansion and its effects on the economy, critiquing the prevailing banking practices that, in his view, destabilize economic systems. Thirdly, business cycles and economic policy. One of the most influential aspects of Mises's work is his theory on business cycles, which he attributes to fluctuations in the credit market caused by the banking system's manipulation of the money supply. He posits that artificial lowering of interest rates by banks leads to malinvestment, particularly in capital goods industries, thereby creating economic booms. However, these are unsustainable and inevitably lead to recessions when the investments cannot be profitably completed. Mises advocates for minimal intervention by government in the economy, arguing that most economic problems arise from interference in the natural functioning of the market, particularly through faulty monetary and fiscal policies. He calls for a return to sound money principles and laissez-faire economics as the solution to economic instability. Fourthly, monetary reform. Mises does not merely critique the existing monetary and financial systems, but also proposes robust solutions for reform. Central to his reform agenda is the advocacy for a strong gold standard, which he believes will stabilize the value of money, prevent inflation, and reduce the occurrence of booms and busts. Mises' prescription includes eliminating central banks' ability to issue fiat money and requiring them to hold gold reserves equal to the currency in circulation. This, he asserts, would restrain government spending, reduce public debt, and curtail the power of the banking sector to influence the economy through credit expansion. Mises's vision for monetary reform is grounded in a fundamental belief in free markets and individual liberty, arguing that economic stability can be achieved through strict monetary discipline and limited government intervention. Lastly, critique of contemporary economic theories. Mises is critical of the economic theories that dominated his time, particularly those that advocated for interventionist policies and central planning. He challenges the Keynesian emphasis on government spending and monetary manipulation to achieve economic stability. Mises argues that such policies only exacerbate economic cycles and lead to inflation, or worse, depressions. He contrasts his own Austrian school's approach with the prevailing economic doctrines, emphasizing the importance of sound money and individual decision-making. Mises's critique extends to socialism and communism, which he argues are doomed to failure due to their neglect of economic calculation and individual incentives. His rigorous defense of market mechanisms and critique of interventionist policies remain influential in economic thought. In conclusion, Ludwig von Mises's The Theory of Money and Credits is a foundational text for anyone interested in economic theory, monetary policy, and the history of economic thought. It is particularly relevant for students, scholars, and practitioners of economics who seek a deep understanding of money's role in the economy and the consequences of monetary manipulation. Mises's work benefits those advocating for free market policies and minimal government intervention in the economy, providing a rigorous theoretical framework to support their views. Additionally, policymakers and financial professionals can gain insights into the long-term implications of monetary policy decisions. By emphasizing the importance of sound money and fiscal restraint, Mises presents a compelling case for the principles that can lead to a more stable and prosperous economic environment, making this work invaluable for shaping future discussions on economic policy and reform. If you would like to support Ludwig von Mises, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.